I would encourage you all to open the Pew Bible to page 416 in the Old Testament, where we'll be reading from Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, 5 through 6, and 8 through 10. I'll be using the large print, and if you want to do it in the large print, it's on page 540. All the people gathered together into the square before the water gate. They told the scribe Ezra to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. According to the priest, Ezra brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear and understand. This was the first day of the seventh month. He read from it, facing the square, before the water gate, from early morn until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands. And then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Just a minute. So they read from the book, from the law of God, with the interpretation. They gave the sense so that the people understood the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest, and the scribes, and the Levites, who taught the people and to all the people. This day is holy to the Lord, your God. Do not mourn and weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet wine, and send portions of them to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
You're going to stay standing up. Would you rise for the gospel if you are able, and that is your tradition. The word of God in the midst of the people of God. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report to him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and then he began to say to them, "Truly, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. And ma'alo elele. Thank you. Words of thanks. Before I jump into this rough water, to Pastor Peter, thank you very much for this very, very first opportunity. What a privilege to stand in front of you and preach in my second language. And to the dear Paul, may you relate words of thanks to the cabinet for this opportunity to be a local pastor once again. Now I learn that I thought all this time is my time. But now today I know it is God's time. And I do listen to that time. Thank you. And to the church, the Tongans, the Palangi, thank you very much for your support all these years and all this time. Rough, smooth, glory to God. Tapu pemboe afia e otua. Tapu pemono fareni. Tapu kati motol koto peko e fanau hau eki. Tamu e penu Muhammad Tapure. Mok. Patapu ki he faife kau kia pita. Patapu makehe ki he pure fakawahe. Paula. Ki he kai ngalot koto ape, kai atamo ke te au, ke whai ai malanga koin. Kalo whamure more pe ki he kai ngato ngahe, kai keu malanga whatonga, o tu e mahino pe mahalo ofa pe, ai malanga whakapalangi. Ka koe kore pe ki atki motou, ka alawa e whatongi a koin, ke tau whataha mua ki lalo, ke loki lalo, o whai ha tau ki tala noa whikau aki, recently, I returned from Tonga. I went to visit my family, and on my way there, I went from here to LA, and LA to Australia, and Australia to Tonga. That's my home, way, way out in the South Pacific, about an hour and a half flight from New Zealand. From here to LA, about 3 hours. From LA to Australia, 16 hours. And from Australia to Tonga, 3 hours. But from here to LA, 16 hours. I'd like to ask you to fasten your seatbelts. Sit back and don't relax. Enjoy the flight. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, send me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Let us dance in the ecstasy of singing. The ecstasy of music, dance in the ecstasy of fulfillment of prophecy. This morning, I will try to weave and relate our scriptural passage with one of our traditional dancing, known as laka laka, a standing dancing. Laka is one step, one move. And if it's laka laka, it's several steps, numerous steps, moves to the front, to the back, to the left, or to the right. And times you can go in between these points. And many, many times you see someone which is out of step. And we call that ve'ehala, which we can find a lot of them right down there. First of all, the composing of the ta'anga, or the lyrics, the words. It is not just words, it is carefully chosen words. It is chiefly picked. And it has to be royally sung. And sometimes, you know, some composers, some punake, they use some old Tongan words which nowadays cannot be understood. They use some old proverbs as well. And they are trying to fit, to accommodate to whatever celebration or occasion or the principal subject matter that is awaiting them. And it is consist of many, many verses like we have today. six of them. And the duration of the lakalaka is at about 25 to half an hour minutes of lakalaka time. Move. The sound or melody, tahaka, the movements. You know, composers or punake, they get help from nature. You know, sometimes we think of the feminines, the moon, the stars, they tell the work of the Lord. They get help from trees, small ones, big ones, very leafy on top. They look at the landscape, smooth, a plateau, a higher little hill, the sea. They hear the rough noises of the sea, the waves breaking on land. They look at the sky and the rain, the blue, the black cloud, the gray, and they hear the wind blows, a strong wind, a wind just enough for us to handle. And they can hear the crush of the wind. And then when it was done, now it's the movements, talaka, talakalaka, tahaka. As always, the fact is that movement of females and males are completely different. The thing is, they had to follow the words that was chosen before. I'd like to ask one of them, you know, to show you how some of the movements are related to the words that was found, that was chosen, that was selected. If the words goes like this, love your neighbor as yourself. You can see a little movement of the head. I'll go into that later on. Hate your enemies. Dance to the ecstasy in singing. Thank you. Now, the putting together of the words, the movements, it is practice time. As we always hear, practice, practice, practice makes perfect. The little, you know, the little certain movements of her head you've seen a little while ago, they call that teki faiwa. Faiwa is the lakalaka, it's the dancing. And teki is that little movement, the sudden movements of the head to the left or the right. I don't want to do it because I don't want to miss that good job that she was doing. One of a female Smithsonian came to Tonga, and this is what she said. Teki faiwa is the alluring aspect of the Tongan dancing. And when the big day comes, you can hear the singing of the lyrics sounded like thunder, and the movements already memorized in my bones, in my flesh. And there's a warm feeling rising in my heart, in my body. And they can dance in the ecstasy of music, singing, of prophecy. The little week of today's message was composed thousands and thousands of years ago by prophet Isaiah, and it is of 6 verses. Every single one of them need a separate sermon of each one, but I'll try, you know, to press them together as one. As you stay, your seatbelt still fastened. The first one is this: preach the good news to the poor. Preach the gospel to the poor. Poor people must look for a need, for that they are where have no need of a physical, of a physician. You know, the healthy people, they don't need a physician. The sickness people need a physician. I come not to call the righteous, but the sinners. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And the second verse is, send me to mend the brokenhearted. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Learn of me, for I am meek and lonely and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And verse 3 is going like this: preach deliverance to the captives. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What? Then whoever the Son sets free people is free indeed. And verse 4 is recurring sight to the blind. Just as I am poor, wretched, blind, sight reaches healing of the mind. Yea, all I need is thee to find, O Lamb of God. I come. And verse 5, he said, at liberty those that are bruised. God has at his own cost provided a remedy. I am the truth. I am the way. And I am the life. The very last verse is, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. On the cross, Jesus Christ said, it is finished. Your debt is paid. Your sin is washed, now whiter than snow. And just as I am, thou wilt receive. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise, I believe. O Lamb of God, I come. And to close, let me tell you the fascinating story of the footprints. I dreamed, and one night I was walking with the Lord along the beach, and across the sky flashed scenes of my life. And each scene I see, behind me, two sets of footprints. One belongs to the Lord and the other is me. And when the last scenes appeared, I looked back and I saw only one set of footprints. And I noticed it was at the saddest time of my life. So I asked the Lord, you told me when I decided to follow, you'd walk with me all the way. But I know that during the most troublesome time in my life, there is only one set of footprints. Lord, why you left my side when I needed you most? And the Lord said to me, my child, I never left you in your time of trial. Where you see only one footprint. It was I. Was carrying you. And I was sitting there, thinking, imagining, seeing those footprints in the sand, a sign of dancing, only one set of footprints. Jesus, the techie fiber, dancing there with me on his arms and you on his arms. Let us dance to the ecstasy of singing, of music, of the fulfillment prophecy. Amen.